RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
Talk to me, baby. Hey, one more time. The NFL season is just a couple of days away. We welcome you in here to the Tuesday, September 2nd edition.
Wow.
Arguably, the stupidest weather day in the history of September 2nd.
I loved it.
What do you mean by that? Yeah.
It was awful.
Today?
Yes.
This morning?
Okay, first of all, I hate your tone, and I'd expect that from him. Second of all, I'm happy today.
What do you want?
I get home. It's hot, but it's dark. It's whatever. A fine walk, you know, getting Morgan to school, getting Sprout out.
A little clammy.
Walk in. It's like I'm Dorothy in the Wizard of Oz. Like the wind, things are getting knocked over outside. It's starting to rain. Like the furniture's flying. It's like, yo, what is going on? And of course, I'm looking at the fence like, that fence going to go.
What the hell is going on?
I
don't know anything about this.
The thunder and lightning had Sprout hiding under the desk table. It was terrible. Then.
What happens if you live so close to the sky?
Then you walk outside and it's 99 degrees. It feels like Miami. This is awful.
See, I avoided that. Then I walked outside this morning to let Coco wild, and it was kind of cool. I told Kyle the inside.
It was never cool.
I guess it's different.
It was not cool.
I don't know what the hell was going on here. I think Kyle was mentioning something as well about thunder and stuff like that. Now, I mean, I got up probably a little later than you guys. It was about 6:30.
Yeah, that thunder was hitting about 4 or 5 o'clock. It was nasty business. Yeah, it was so bad. I was asleep. And I swore a light flashed, and I like opened my eyes and start looking around like, did I imagine that? Mm. And then, boom. Oh, all right. About 2 minutes later, boom. It's like, all right, man.
That's crazy.
Right. The 80s are on the way, though.
The 80s are on the way. Yo,
it's football weather.
I need that. Shout out to Roddy. Shout out to my man Roddy.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Roddy couple times this past weekend at Mather Sports Complex, whatever it is. What? Look, man. Travel baseball. I don't know how. I don't know about this.
Travel baseball.
Travel baseball, bro.
They got y'all going to what, like Boise?
No, they have us outside. Period. It was a 1 a.m. first or 1 p.m. first pitch on Saturday. They thought I was the damn A's. Bro, they're playing on turf. The melting into the turf. I was really feeling, you know, I don't know how these kids might have to call it. It was ridiculous.
These kids also aren't getting millions of dollars for that game.
Yes. It was so hot. And they were on turf, field turf. So it was, that's the real thing. Coach came to me and Coach John was like, yo, he talked to me at the dugout. He said, it is noticeably different standing on cement right now than it is being on that turf.
Mm.
It's got to be another 10, 15 degrees hotter on the turf. It was crazy. So, and then the games are about 2 hours. You got to be there an hour before the game to get warmed up. Hey, they need 15 minutes, bro. I don't know why they need an hour to warm up. It's different than basketball. Basketball, you get there 20 minutes before the game. You inside. You play a game for an hour. You got another one. Another game an hour. Boom, you up out of there.
You got to throw grounders in baseball, though. You got
to
pop flies.
I understand it, but they can shorten. It's an hour. They can shorten that thing down to 30 minutes. They can. And they need to put a pitch clock on these kids.
Oh, there's no pitch clock?
No, we're old
man,
school.
You got to get them ready for the majors.
It's old school.
Get that pitch clock out there.
It was so hot this weekend. So hot. So I was happy when I woke up this morning. And
yeah, I don't know what cool weather you experienced. I didn't experience anything cool. It was hot as hell from the second I woke up.
It was whatever. Awful. It was fine. It wasn't like cold. I had a t-shirt on, but it was like, okay. That's what we're doing.
I'm ready for the cold. it needs to get cold. I'm over it because we were outside. We were gone for 3 days. We were outside for all three of them.
Mm.
And I think by the end of yesterday, I had cooked some ribs. I was like, yeah, I'm done. Just shut it all down. Like, I'm over with it. Like, I need it to be 60 degrees tomorrow.
I was mentally
it was the end of my summer. I was like, I'm done.
I was at Magic Mountain on Saturday. Yeah, that was tough. Ooh. That was just
oh man.
It got to a point where it was like, I'm cool off these roller coasters. I'm gonna go sit in the shade real quick. You guys got it.
Did you get on all the roller coasters?
No, not on all of them. I've gotten to the point too where we were talking about the roller coaster theory where we talk on the show, which is Crystal's our significant other says, oh, get on the ride, come on. Yeah. If you don't want to, it's like, oh no, I have to. I've reached the point now where it's like I'm comfortable with, I don't have to get on the ride.
No.
You got it. Cool. Yeah.
I already got you.
Your cousins are here. We're fine. Your sister's here. Go on the ride with her.
It's good. You didn't get
on
Superman.
I went on like four of them. No, I didn't go on. Superman's closed down now.
Good.
Yeah, it's closed down.
It needs to be closed down forever. That's not fun. That looks ridiculous.
Actually, I was going to go on Superman.
That looks ridiculous.
That's a roller coaster?
Not really. Kind of just... All right, how do I say
my rule is flag? If it... And this is the rule. Oh, no, go ahead.
How would you say that Superman goes...
No, you were just saw it. You know what it is. Go ahead, say
what?
It.
What
does it do to you?
Kind of just shoots you to the top.
To the top.
Shoots you to the top and then releases you down, I guess.
Oh.
No flag?
You're fine.
Yeah.
You're fine. No, he's fine, but no.
No, flag.
No, he's fine.
Flag.
Lead official overturns it. It's fine. It's fine. My partner
like, just, how do I get through this right now?
My partner just threw a yellow sock and called it a flag. He's fine. My rule is, and I told Kate, is as long as it doesn't go upside down, I'm fine. I don't care how fast it goes. I can't remember the big thing that everybody sees when you first get to Disneyland that I forgot what it's called, but that's a ride too.
Oh, you know, that was California Screaming. I think it's Incredibles right now, I think. The roller coaster?
Nah, it's so that's thing. I think that's the one that goes upside down.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. But there's the other one, I don't remember what it is, but it's super like fast and herky jerky.
Madagascar going upside down. That's crazy. That's for
no,
babies.
It doesn't. No,
oh,
it doesn't.
Oh, okay,
I'm saying is
cold.
There one? There's like this roller coaster. This fast. It just goes in like a circle. It's like it can go as fast as you want it to go. It can be as herky jerky as you want. But if it goes upside down, that's where I have a problem. Mm. I do not want to go upside down.
No,
that is not a type of thrill.
On Saturday, it. Roller coasters aren't my thing.
Matterhorn. That's what it's called, Matterhorn.
I was sitting there like, Disneyland or Universal Studios would be a lot better right now. Just walking around, vibing out. Yeah. Roller coasters are too wild.
Did you know I almost died on that one at the fair that is like...
Well, that's your problem right there.
No, that's your problem. Let me tell you what it is.
Did you sign a waiver right before you rode it too?
Let me tell you what it is. It's the damn the spaceship that goes around and around.
What are you, the Sandlot ride?
No, inside, like you go into...
Well, you're just standing.
And you're stuck up against
the wall.
What
is your problem?
Why did you get on that?
Because it didn't go into the air. It's just going round and round. It's fine. But they had...
Was it?
No, look, so I had gone on it before, too, though, and it was an issue. So they got sliding the wall that you're on, your little compartment, it slides.
Okay.
So when it was going around, I think it tilted the thing. That's what the ride's supposed to do. It tilted a little bit. And I was like kind of on my back and stuck. And I was gasping for air. Like something about, I was like, yo, this is how it's going to be. This is how it's going to, I'm going to.
That would have been such a tough way to go out too.
Yeah. For about there was a little.
Wait, and that's like a way we can't even mourn you. It's well, no, like, low key, he got on a ride at the fair. Like
it's crazy, bro.
Think
it's
about the dice it. You roll.
That was
when was this? Like back then?
No, I mean I ain't gotten.
Because I was say this was like Canyon High School. Can you imagine like just this version of D'Lo and Casey talking about the guy who passed away on that version of the fair?
No, this was probably 15, 20 years ago.
Maybe. Also, did you ride was it called the Gravitron?
Yeah.
That's a TV show type ride name. Why would you get on that?
Oh, man.
Because it didn't go into the air. I've been on it before. It looks safe. They start rolling that thing.
Drew Down does
point
out.
That was almost it.
You almost died eating a Chipotle burrito. Wow. So, like,
that's
true. I mean, it's.
It's not. I would have had. I don't know what's going on with that either.
I would have had more sympathy.
I'll die that way.
I would have had more sympathy for you dying by the burrito than the fair ride.
Whether it's Chipotle or pineapples. I'll go out that way.
I thought Casey was going
to
tell us.
I don't need to go out the Graviton.
Like, I got on some fair roller coaster and the bolt was loose and, oh my gosh, it was so scary. Right. And no, he told, like, he willingly almost ended
yeah. that,
like,
that, no, was, that thing almost choked me out. That G, what did somebody said in there? The G-Force.
G-Force, you're like the astronauts?
G-Force almost
Kenny was
got
ready
me.
To go to NASA after that.
Yeah. They almost got me. But it was only because they flipped the thing. They turned it on its side and the thing rolled back and I was like upside down essentially, almost. And I said, I don't remember doing this.
So what happened when it stopped?
It was fine. Like when they tilted the thing back center, I rolled back down. I wasn't upside down no more. And that's when I was able to catch my breath. That was crazy.
Everyone's like, all right, let's get off this ride. And Kenny's on the ground grasping for air. Help me. Help me.
I said, what? When did this ride start doing this? That's the other thing. When did it start moving side to side?
I don't know. I've never been on it.
They have one of those at Magic Mountain. I saw that. I was like, I'm not getting on that one at all.
That's stupid.
I think it was like the Robin ride or something like that.
Stupid.
Or the Teen Titans one.
Shout out Teen Titans.
It would be fun if the company ever sent us to Disneyland. We'd have years of built-in content for a trip to Disneyland.
I've been saying D'Lo and Casey take Great America. We can do D'Lo and Casey take Disneyland.
I don't think Great America is open, is it?
We got a shelf life on, I think, like 20.
Another
I heard,
year?
Yeah.
Oh, is it open another year?
I heard Magic Mountain's going to be gone soon, too. Maybe it's just Six Flags thing.
Where's Magic Mountain?
Right before L.A.
Yeah. And,
man, we was way out there.
Ventura? Yeah, Ventura. There.
Like, you drove down there just for that?
Well, we met with the cousins, Crystal's cousins and stuff. One of her cousins married us, so we talked to him about that stuff.
I mean, that is probably the top amusement park in California. That's like the one.
Magic Mountain? Magic
if
Mountain.
You're looking for roller coasters really? And stuff like that, yeah, that's the one.
I'm not. I thought that was Universal Studios.
No.
I like Universal Studios a lot more. I don't like roller coasters, so. But like, if you like roller coasters, Magic Mountain is, they got all the crazy ones.
I hate L.A., man. Like, I wanted to, we were like, when we went to whatever holiday it was like, let's go to LA a few days earlier. I wanted to go to Universal Studios, but it's not like they're just so far apart. We were looking
hella far away.
Like, okay, if we went to Universal Studios the first day and just went from LAX, it's like 55 minutes away. It was like, oh man. So how far is it going to be if we actually go to Disneyland? It was 55 minutes away. It was, what is this? How is this place mapped out this way? I was like, well, and it just kind of wound up with it was a line that you use. Once you're there, you're there. just don't want to go. Like, if I wouldn't have wanted to get to, like, Universal Studios, like, spend the day there, and then, you know, all right, now let's take the hour-plus drive to Anaheim, or have done it the other way, taking the trip to, you know, to the hotel at Disneyland, and it's like, all right, let's wake up tomorrow and take an hour-plus ride that we'll have to pay for, like an Uber, all the way to Universal Studios and then come back.
Yeah, that would have been crazy. That would have been crazy. I like Universal Studios.
I would have loved Universal Studios.
Have you been?
Yeah, well.
Recently?
No.
Super Mario World is really dope. They did a really good job with that.
Yeah.
Except for the actual ride is
it's trash. I won't go on the ride. I'll go walk around, but I won't I went there the second weekend at open or like the third.
They could have done so much better.
It's pretty bad. We waited in line for like 2 hours. Like, all right, we're here. And it's like, wait, this is it?
It was awful. Even the presentation going through the line, you're like in Bowser's castle. So, yeah. Oh, this is dope. This is sick. The ride's about to be sick.
The 2 hour wait in the line was much better than the ride itself. The
ride was so garbage. I had never been on a more disappointing ride in my life.
Oh, we're going to be driving like go-kart types or something. It's like, here's this little virtual toy gun and shoot some things.
So bad. So bad. We could do that. We can just do all the Southern KC, California
take the amusement parks.
Go to Knott's Berry Farm. You've been there before?
Do you guys do haunted houses? No. We can hit Universal. We can do the Halloween Horror Nights. You guys go through the haunted house.
They got one down by the Queen Mary, too. We can hit that one up, too. That's where I took Jazz, and she punched one of the workers because they popped out, and she just punched them and ran off.
That checks.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah, so we could hit about
how many times has Jazz punched someone like in front of you?
Well, that one.
Don't answer that. Never mind. Don't answer that.
Oh, wait. Great America, too.
This is time Donald Duck jumped out of nowhere and just decked him.
Oh, did you see the Oregon Duck mascot lose his head and have a sprint back?
Bro, damn. How's that happen, man?
That's
hey, tough. They got protocol for that. He knew what it was as soon
as
it happened.
It's tough.
Oh, he left that there, too. Pause.
Yeah.
Play on.
Yo, when you're the Oregon Duck, like if you're the TCU Frog or whatever, like it's whatever. When you're the Oregon Duck, though.
Do you go around telling people that? Like you're an English 101 or whatever. Hey, I'm the Oregon Duck.
It might get you a little play.
Man, you might have to sign an NDA.
That's a good point. That's true. You might have to sign an NDA.
You're right.
If anyone asks where you are between these hours, you tell them you've got a... whatever, work, class, something.
Did you guys see I don't think this was this year. I'm sure it wasn't. The BYU Cougar, have you seen some of the things he does? It's a mascot.
So. I've seen the mascot, but not like the stunts or anything.
Man, this guy, crazy. He does, like, they got tables stacked up on each other, and he does a push-up at the lower level, pushes up to the second level, does a push-up, pushes up. It's ridiculous.
I saw that one. It looked like he was going to fall on one of them.
Yeah, that was crazy. I don't know who that guy is.
I have a lot of questions.
I think they do this for the love of the game, too, the college ones.
Right.
One.
They ain't getting paid like Slamson.
One. Who said, you know what I'm really good at? This. And two, what school administrator said, God damn it, that's a great idea.
Bro, it's crazy. It's about four levels of tables.
That's insane.
And he pushes up and goes up. It's amazing to see it. Oh, there. Shout out Jesse. Look at this. This guy's crazy. Look, takes a push-up.
Okay,
so
I see they're holding the tables. Okay. Well, you can only hold the bottom one.
Look, he said, I ain't going out like that.
Look up there.
Then one-handed. Watch him. Come on.
Well, he's like squatting. He's not doing a push-up right there.
Pose at the end.
All right. That's so crazy. I guess there's a few safety protocols, and I guess that's not the worst.
That's great. That was impressive.
Yeah, that's pretty insane. the the upper body strength and core strength balance to do that is nuts.
And like Jesse said,
at the same time,
for the love of the game,
who said, yeah, let's do that?
Bro, just wave the flag.
Probably the same guy that drops mascots from the top of the building and goes, this is a great idea.
Poor Rocky.
Hey, Slamson, go hang this banner up at the top of the Golden One Center.
Rocky passed.
Oh, poor Rocky. Rocky.
Bro, just wave the flag.
Rocky that's got to the floor. It looked like he was
Rocky
dead.
Was Casey after that ride, the spinning ride he was on at the fair.
Oh, man.
Nearly killed Rocky.
Just put a sign, say, go, team, go. Like, come on, man. Come on, what did we start doing all this?
Turning into AEW. Now, we're going to, now, Slamson, when Rocky comes, you're going to put him through the table. And then we're going to light the table on fire.
Put a fork in Rocky. Put a staple his forehead.
We'll do these stunts in Florida. They'll go over huge. Do them in front of Shad Khan. He'll love it. Absolutely love it.
Oh, man. Good times.
Good go. Mascots and amusement parks, your first 20 minutes of D'Lo and KC.
Yeah, man.
We didn't even get to USC running backs yet.
Well, we'll always find our way back to USC.
What's his name?
We'll always find our way back to USC running backs.
Well, hey, man, I won't mention this guy's name. I'll give him his initials. OJS.
All right. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. We are 2 days away from the start of the NFL season. The Dallas Cowboys, the Philadelphia Eagles, of course, Michael Parsons' agent was making the rounds this morning. At least, I don't know if he was making the rounds. I know he was on First Take. And I think the big talking point out of that came. And, of course, this is smart maneuvering on his part. No, Michael wasn't going to miss the season. He wasn't even going to miss Thursday. Like, he was preparing. He was going to play football. Like, we would have let this play out. We were trying to, you know, come to a solution with the Dallas Cowboys. His first, you know, he's playing the babyface role. His first goal or intent was to always be a Dallas Cowboy. And, you know, now they go into this Thursday game, and that'll certainly be the talk of, I'm sure, the first 30 minutes of that broadcast on Thursday. And then, you know, at some point you're going to dip your toe into the fact that they're playing the defending champions who might be as good as they were last year. And, you know, every year as a defending champion. And I think you'll know what I mean by this. It doesn't feel like every year that defending champion, like it's their Super Bowl to lose. To me, this feels like it's the Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl to lose.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're good enough to be like, if you know, when we pick our Final Four, we do whatever we do as this week goes along, Philadelphia will be in my Final Four.
That's fair.
I don't know who the hell is going to be the other three.
Yeah.
But Philly will be in my Final Four.
Yeah, that's, I mean, they deserve that. I mean, it is, they are the favorites as of right now, but I think they definitely can get got.
Oh, of course they can.
But just like, I think there's teams that are on that level.
Is Green Bay one of them?
Yeah.
Let me ask you something.
I pull back a little bit on the Green Bay Super Bowl contender thought over the weekend. They're really good. I'm not sure they're going to win the division.
Who has the better quarterback? Philadelphia or Green Bay? I'm asking you as the president of the Jordan Love Hater Fan Club, who has the better quarterback?
That's tough. I think Jordan Love is the better passer of the two. But I think Jalen Hurts has more of a command on how to lead his team to victory. Jordan, and I say that because Jordan just, when the pressure's on or when you're playing good teams, like, he's just not impressive. He's got talent. Like, he can throw the ball and all this other stuff, but decision-making, understanding situations. I'll put it to you like this. If I needed to win a game, I'll go with Jalen Hurts.
Okay. Put it to me like this. What's your answer? Is your answer Jalen Hurts?
I'm Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback than Jordan Love. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I can see why you pull back then. on the Green Bay thing, because I think the rest of the football team is better. The rest of the Philadelphia Eagles, I mean, are better than Green Bay. I think Green Bay went up a level with the addition of Micah Parsons. And now, you talked about their division a second ago. I don't think they do. But if someone smarter than me wanted to argue that Green Bay has the best defense in the division, I'd listen. I don't think that they do, because I'm trying not to dismiss basically the entire starting group that is coming back for the Detroit Lions.
Well, I think Minnesota better than both of them.
Mm.
Defensively.
See, and that's why I'm trying not to dismiss Detroit. Mm. Detroit played without somebody virtually all of last year. Mm-hmm. Until you got to the end of last year, where it felt like they played without everybody. And so it's like, when you put it all together, do they have that? To me, that's really the question about Detroit. We've talked about Jared Goff. We've talked about all of these other guys. If that Detroit defense back together as one is as good as we made them out to be as guys were dropping off, that might be the best team in football.
It could be. It could be.
But that's sight unseen.
Right.
With Philly, we've seen it. Right. Even with Minnesota, we've seen it. Green Bay, we think, but there's a lot of projection with that. And with Detroit, it's like, no, I get why everyone is saying this. We just haven't seen it all together because of the way that their season went on that side of the ball last year.
Right. For sure.
We'll come back. We're just getting started. We want to talk. You brought Juwan Jennings up during the handoff with the insiders. We're going to talk about that. We mentioned a great start to the college football season. Well, not the official start, but the big week one games are in the book. It's going to get a lot more boring this weekend. And, man, there is a million things to talk around about the NFL. I think I'll just put it out there. I think Trista is going to join us. She's at the U.S. Open. She might be out there with Serena Williams. I'm not really sure. We'll also open up the phone lines for you here. The Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. Steelo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.